A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
With Holly, Busselton's most famous fisho. Actually, Holly, I've got to ask you a question.
Yep.
Apparently, I've heard on the grapevine that your cousin is doing a few tasty cooks with some recipes that have been stolen from your generation.
I know, he's been, well, because not much to do with this week or last week just because of the weather, but he's been doing some cooking and stuff, and Meals on Wheels from Bruce. I think I've told him too much, but he's a learner.
Oh, that's a bit of a throwdown. Not as good as yours, hey?
Well, no, nah, hell no. Nah. Come on, we always say Bruce means well. We're just not sure what he means. But actually, been over to Bunbury a couple of times this week. I sent you a photo this morning. I had to go and get some blood out of my arm. They spun it for 2 hours and then they injected it into my knee.
That's a new one for me. I haven't heard of that before.
It seems to be a little bit better than what it was. But in that 2 hours, though, while I was waiting for the blood to be done, I sent you a photo of where I was hanging out.
Yeah, you were rocking out at Time Zone with all the kids on school holidays.
And then it was funny, too, because Cameron said he got a few messages from his mate saying, "Ah, your dad's over here in Time Zone. Like, what's going on there?"
King of the kids, Ollie.
I'm still a kid, yeah. Come on, sir. And then yesterday I was back over in Bunbury again yesterday, and I was driving down the highway. I thought, oh, there's a Triple M car, and I sort of sped up a little bit and caught next to you and then waving. And then once you realised who we were, you pulled over in the Bunbury market there and we had a chat, and then you said, what did you tell them what you said?
Well, because I only glanced at you out of the corner of my eye because I was concentrating on the road because I'm a diligent driver and motorbike rider. And I just like glanced over and I just saw your mullet. I was like, oh, it's
that is gold.
Oh, God. Oh, we haven't talked anything about fishing as of yet.
No, we haven't. No, and I still just sent you another photo of Romex on the back of the trailer.
Yeah.
They're taking it off to Leisure Cat Australia, and they're going to put two new motors on the back of it. So it'll be, cannot wait. It'll be like a new boat. And they said it'll only probably take a couple of weeks.
Looking
forward to that. So, yeah, all about the fishing. Matt has been going to the jetty all week. The Mulloway and the Snapper have gone quiet. Even the guys down at Monaghan's there saying, you know, they're just not getting them. If anything, all they're catching at the moment is stingrays. I think that's because there's been a bit more southerlies. So it hasn't been choppy and a bit rough out there, because I know the Mulloway and the Snapper, like, the rougher the better for them. So, yeah. So, guys, I don't know what to do there. We need a couple more blows. Corey and Albie.
More wind? Jesus.
We need more wind, yeah, to stir it all up. So, well, it's like P&M soup out there for probably up to 2 or 3 Ks out. So I think you've got to get out a little bit further. But Corey and Albie went out in the Albinator on the weekend as well. They were looking for some crabs. They said all they were doing was pulling weights with lifting the nets every drag, because it was just all the weeds, so I'm not sure whether you're going to go a bit further. We have been out sort of the end of the jetty and a bit beyond sometimes, and you will catch crabs out there, so whether you've got to go out a little bit further. And I know a few guys have been going out the 4 mile. They're still getting the squid out there, get your jig right to the bottom, and they're getting a few whiting. Also, Easy's old man still been going out, anchoring up. Sort of, he's going more Dunsford way, Eagle Bay way, and getting his skippy, his herring, and they're going off. I haven't heard of many guys going out chasing the dewies. I think only because the weather has been a bit crazy. But I did see a post on Facebook there where a guy had been out pulling his cray pots off Bunbury there somewhere. But I think he's in about 30 metres of water, and he had nice 8 crays there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe get out, because there's no season out with the crayfish. So.
I've got one for you, Holly.
Yep.
Now, this is a different sort of catch, definitely an accidental catch, but definitely one that's really important, especially as you were saying with those guys pulling up their crab pots and stuff if they're full of weed. Can I ask everybody, if you're going for a beach walk, if you're pulling up pots with lots of weed in it, can you actually have a bit of a sift through? Because what happens at this time every year is the little turtles, generally loggerhead sea turtles that come down from the Ningaloo coast, they wash down in the Lewin Current, as they're supposed to, but with these big storms, they get knocked out of the warm water into the cold. They wash up on our beaches. Just the other day, there was 3 decent-sized ones, like the size of your hand, washed up and yelling up.
Yep. Yeah, right.
If you find them washed up, it's really important that you kind of don't try and feed them or don't do anything to them, because they're...
Just try and put them back in the water, do you?
No. Hold on to them and call the Dolphin Discovery Centre.
Okay.
Because they have to be... they have to be rehabilitated so they can get released back up.
Back in that warmer water.
When they're all better.
Okay, yeah, right. Back up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So,
yeah, right. No, haven't heard of that one before.
Yeah, well, there's plenty around at the moment, and they get knocked out. And just remember that one of these little critters years represents 1,000 of their species. So every single one is really important to get back to fighting fitness.
Awesome. And I know back in the day too, when Will and I used to go out crabbing and to go King Georging, we'd just throw a net into the weed, literally to pull the weed up, and then we'd get those little prawns, probably about, 20 mil long sort of thing. And they're all clear, so you just put them straight on the hook, mate. The whiting could not resist them. So. But hey, all right, the weekend weather, tomorrow's actually not too good wind-wise. It's westerly 2 knots, picking up to about 4 knots, a bit northerly in lunchtime, and then nor-westerly 8 knots in the arvo. Sunday's westerly 10 knots. Lunchtime, it's about 13 knots and staying 30 knots all arvo. And then next week, there's a couple more blows happening as well, but Maxine and I sort of don't care because we hope it's as rough as anything until 2 weeks and then we can go fishing. So, tight lines.